Hallelujah. Well, if you got your Bibles, open up the book of Proverbs. First, we're going to start in the 9th chapter. Then we will move to the 10th chapter. In the 9th chapter, we will start with chapter 9 and verse 10. Chapter 9 and verse 10. Amen. The word of the Lord says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. With all our getting, we need to get what? Understanding. The fear or the reverence of God to the Lord is the beginning, or the beginning of instruction. Not the end, but the beginning, the start of instruction. Instruction into what? Prudence and discernment. We receive understanding and knowledge through the word of God. And it's important that we understand that that's where we reverence him. It's through your understanding of the scriptures that you are able to reverence God. And you have fear of God. Well, what does fear mean? Fear doesn't mean that you're afraid, but fear means that you reverence the word that's in your life. You reverence the statutes and the word of God. Whereas if God says, love your neighbor as yourself, you do what? You love your neighbor as yourself. If the word of God says, pray for those that despitefully use you, you do what? You pray for those that despitefully use you. If the word of God says, having done all else to stand, you do what? You stand. Because that's the fear of the Lord. That's the fear. That's the beginning of instruction. That's the beginning of the knowledge and the understanding that you need to make it through this hustle and bustle of life that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Every day, from morning, from sun up to sundown, there's something that you have to deal with, but you need the strength in God. Your strength comes from the word. It doesn't come from any other thing other than the word of the Lord. So remember that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning. When you begin to reverence God, it's the beginning of your instruction of God. Amen. And the knowledge of the holy is the understanding. Understanding that he is the only holy one. Jesus is the only holy one is the beginning also of your understanding. Therefore, you submit yourself unto him as your king. You submit yourself unto him as your savior. You submit yourself unto him as your deliverer. Everything that you need him to be, you submit yourself unto the Lord. You remember, you understand that he is your Alpha and he is your Omega. Therefore, you submit yourself unto him because he is the beginning and the end of all things. Everything that is going on in your life, he is the beginning of, and everything that is going to end in your life, he shall be the end of. So we have to come to a place where we live by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by our own strength. And we hear by faith and not by our own hearing, so that we'll understand the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Because you're going to go through some trials, and there's going to be some tribulations, and there's going to be some hurts, and there's going to be some anxieties, but you have to have faith in God in order to withstand them and to keep pressing your way in. It comes from what? Having reverence and fear of the Lord. It's the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of God that you receive. I got news for you. You can make it. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you, as long as you stand, as you fight. It, you know what? It's easy to give up. It is so easy. Just so you know what? That's it. Take your socks off and throw them in the tub. I'm done. I'm tired. I can't do it no more. But when you keep going, when you say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to do this because my God strengthens me. I'm going to do this because my God has given me peace. I'm going to do this because I reverence the Lord. I shall not give up, but I shall declare the works of the Lord. How do you declare the works of the Lord? By living in spite of dying. Life is what God has given us. He said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it what? More abundantly. So abundant life is having the ability to withstand every pressure, every trial, every situation that you come up against, and do what God has called you to do. How many understand that? God didn't create you to give up. He didn't create you to run and hide by the wayside. But God created you to stand in the midst of the storm and still offer up him a sacrifice of praise. God created you that you might show forth the very glory and the very power and the knowledge of God. God created us for something special. Sometimes we can't see it. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we don't even understand it. But we have to search down deep within ourselves and understand that God has placed a word down on the inside of us and put an anointing in our lives so that we can withstand and we can bless the Lord at all times. The word of God says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why? Because I understand that this trial that I'm going through is not unto death. This circumstance is not unto death. This situation is not unto death. It is to create in me a clean heart so that I can serve God under the knowledge and the understanding and with the reverence and the fear of the Lord. Amen. And this fear, what this fear does, it takes us over to the 10th chapter. 10th chapter and the 22nd verse. It creates in you a clean heart. It creates in you a level of understanding that at some time or another you did not have. But it allows you to see those things that are not as though they are. Now you can speak to that mountain and say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and it's got to move. Now that you can speak and call things into existence, now you have to be do it. But it comes from what? It comes from knowledge, and it comes from understanding the word of God, and most importantly, understanding that it's the faith of God that's in you that has given you the ability that you might do all things through Christ Jesus that has strengthened you. In the 10th chapter, in the 22nd verse, says, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow with it. How many see that? Say it again. The blessing of the Lord, it. The blessing of the Lord, it. The word it changes the whole sentence. It changes it into something that makes it reality. It takes me into now faith as the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How is that possible? Because substance means something material, something that you can hold on to, something that you can see, something that you can envision, which is what? Now faith is the substance. The faith of God is the very power and the strength of God that's in the substance. Now that you can see that and you realize that the it changes the old context, it changed the whole context of the scripture, letting you know that the blessing of the Lord or Jehovah Jireh or Jehovah Elohim, your covenant relation God, changes it. It maketh rich. It's the God, it's the Lord, but it's the Christ in him that maketh it rich. It's the Lord that makes you rich. Yeah, me too. I'd like to have $100,000 right now. $10,000 would make me happy. You give me $2,000, I might dance for you. See what I'm saying? But there's going to be times when you're not going to have $10,000. And you're not going to get your hands on $100,000. But it, how many understand? It can make you what? Rich. It can make you rich. Jesus can make you rich because it is part of the blessing. The manifold blessing of God is in Christ Jesus, and he has the ability to make you rich. How can Jesus make you rich? He'll cause men to give unto your bosom. You're rich when you can have life when you were in death. You're rich when you were sick. Now you're healed. You're rich when you didn't have any peace of mind, and now you have peace of mind. You're rich when troubles all around you and you don't know which way to go. Now you have the ability to stand up and say, my God, my King is my master, and I shall serve him all the days of my life. You're rich when trouble seems to be all around you, but you can say unto your trouble, be thou removed, and it's got and be cast into the sea, and it's got to be removed. Even though it may not physically move, you spiritually have moved it. Now you can do the will of the Father and do what God has called you to do. It maketh you rich, and it addeth no sorrow. If you think you've been blessed by God and it added sorrow, it wasn't God. If you got sorry, it wasn't God. Somebody give you $20,000 and it bring about a whole lot of sorrow, it wasn't God. How many understand that? But that don't mean I'm not going to enjoy it anyway. I'm going to enjoy it anyway because it's a blessing. But I can turn it into a blessing where it don't bring sorrow. because I do what I'm supposed to do with it by the ordination or by the power of God. See, sometimes you get folks bless you and they don't bless you from the right standard. But if you do what you're supposed to do for the Lord, it don't bring no sorrow. It don't bring no degradation. It don't bring no deceit. It don't bring none of these things into your life because you haven't allowed them to bring it to the. My God, it says the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. It makes you rich. It makes you rich spiritually. It makes you rich physically. It makes you rich financially. It blesses you. The blessings of the Lord. Why? Because it's something about the happiness of God or the glory of God in your life that makes you rich. You're rich. Rich has more to do with just having a whole lot of. Rich has the ability. Rich is like having what's one of those cakes? A red velvet cake. How many have eaten How many have eaten a red velvet cake? It is very rich. The richness of the cake does something to your inwards. The richness of the cakes makes you chuckle inside because it's so rich and it's so sweet and it's so intense. The flavors are so intense. Well, that's the way the blessings of God are. They get inside of you and they become so intense and the flavors begin to explode in your body and you can feel the power of God. When trouble is all around you, you can still feel the blessing. When sickness is trying to overtake you, you can still feel the blessing. When trouble is in your mind, you can still feel the blessing. When hatred is coming up against you and affliction, you can still feel the blessing because it's the richness of the blessing and it maketh you rich. The word of God will make you rich, Brother Gilmer. It makes you rich because it allows you to see those things that are not and call them the way they are, the way you need them to be. That's the richness or the vastness of God. God has given that to us. He's given us that ability. He's given us that power. All we've got to do now is do what? Is do it. It's easy to talk about, but it's time for us to do it. So as it makes it rich, it will not add any sorrow to your life. Hallelujah. The blessings of God don't add sorrow. It brings forth what? More blessings. Greater anointing. More riches. Healing, deliverance, salvation, regeneration. It brings forth something in your life that will increase you. Not take away from you or destroy you, but something that will increase you, that will make you whole and make you strong and make you understand that God has something special in store just for you. What he's got for me, he might not have for mother. What he's got for mother, he might not have for me. But that don't mean that it's not going to make me rich. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. I'm here to tell you, God is moving by his Spirit. You can only sense the Spirit if you get in the Spirit. God is moving. He says here, for the blessings of the Lord, it, my God, itself, it's translated itself, maketh rich. I want the word of God in me, Sister Rochelle, so it'll make me rich. So I can see those things that I've been praying about begin to manifest, begin to materialize, begin to happen. I'm not discouraged and I'm not broken down, but I believe God. We have to believe God. In believing God, there's no sorrow added to our belief. There's no sorrow added to what we understand. Only the blessing is added to it. Amen. So if God has promised you finances, if you hold on to what God has promised you, then you'll receive what you're holding on to. It says you have to hold fast your profession, not mine, but hold fast your profession of faith. What you have professed, that's what you have to hold on to, and that's what you have to believe, and that's what you have to understand, and that's how you get your blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. It addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. A person that understands that the blessings of God make him rich. How many hear me? A man that the blessings of God have made him rich has no time for mischief or foolishness. But he understands what? That the wisdom and the knowledge of God will create the atmosphere that he needs so that God can move for him. How many need God to move for you today? Y'all ain't raised him very high. You only need him to move halfway. I want him to move all the way. I need him to move. So it's the blessing of the Lord that won't add any what? Sorrow. But it'll do what? It'll make it rich. So how many, if you want to be rich, stand to your feet. Now, do you know what kind of rich you want to be? It makes a difference. Some folks want to be rich financially. That would be nice. But I want to be rich in life. Because if I'm rich in life, then I have all the healing I need. If I'm rich in life, I have all the joy I desire. If I'm rich in life, I have all the deliverance I'll ever need. If I'm rich in life, I'll have all the peace that I'll need in my mind. If I'm rich in life, whatever I have need of to supply and to meet the needs of my body and my mind and my spirit, I will have it. So I want to be rich in life. And when you're rich in life, it produces the other things that you have need of. It'll produce the finance. It'll produce the healing. It'll produce whatever you need. But you have to have faith in God to believe it. We got a thing on the internet called Precious Memories. It's about Pastor Hart. And he's on there every week preaching a different message, one of his older messages. And we call it, it's called Precious Memories. You should go on the website. It's www.libertytemplechurch.com and see them for yourself. And you'll see that it's the faith of God. Faith is never limited. Faith is only stretched. Faith is vast. And you have to have that kind of faith to believe God for whatever it is that you have need of, whatever it is that you desire, because God's blessing, it maketh you rich. And if you are rich, then you have those things that you desire. The Bible says, if you delight yourself, therefore, in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I want the desires of my heart. So all my intent is to delight myself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the living God. So that's the way we move. We delight ourselves in God so that we can have whatever we say. You can't get it if you're grumbling and complaining and bellyaching. All you're going to get is a whole lot more of grumbling, bumbling, and complaining. Because there's going to always be somebody that wants to line up with what you're doing to say what you're saying. So say something good so that they'll have something good. Amen? Come on and give God some praise. You may be seated. Glory to the living God. If you need prayer this morning for sickness, for discouragement, I want you to come stand across this front. If you're seeking salvation this morning and you haven't